Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter, and with me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. You can find all of our information at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Let's get into it.
Geekly Rewind.
Geekly Rewind.
Alrighty, so on this week, or Geekly Rewind, we are going to be talking about Epic. Yes, Epic Studios CEO Tim Sweeney came out to say that if Steam lowers their commission rate, Epic will back off of the exclusives. That's so nice of competitors to be trying to work together. Now, this was an off-the-cuff comment. Nothing really official to see if they'd actually do it or not.
I doubt it.
Yeah, so Steam, sorry Steam, but you should probably just lower it to see if they'll actually follow through. And plus, you've had a monopoly over the whole digital download for a long time, and you probably should match it at least, see if Epic is actually true to their word.
Yeah.
So another follow-up from a prior topic would be Disney wants it all, and they want it now.
Well, I mean, they almost have everything. I mean,
why not tie it with a bow?
I mean, have you looked at all the stuff they own?
Yeah, we'll post an image of the video of that. I shared that picture with you, right?
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So basically, it's a picture of Mickey Mouse head with the full circle and then two ears, his circle ears. But it's like a Venn diagram, and it shows everything that they own, everything other that they own.
It's pretty massive.
It's pretty massive. So, story broke, must have been 2 weeks now, 2 weeks ago, but they currently own 70% of Hulu, and they're looking to buy the remaining 30. Why not? You know? Why not?
I don't understand why. I mean, they've already announced Disney Plus.
Right. I believe it's just so that they can put their adult content up there. Not adult content, but like over, what was the rating? Like over R or R above.
Well, maybe.
That's where they're putting all the FX stuff that they own now. They're going to keep it all on Hulu.
Oh.
So, I don't know. That's news, though. That's a good rewind. We'll jump into the news notes.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Yeah!
Boom.
Boom. Right in the kisser.
Pow. Right in the kisser.
Alrighty. So, big news from GameStop. It looks like they're trying to finally make amends with all the fans that they have, or fans, all the customers they've wronged in the past. You want to get into this one first?
I'm so sorry.
So sorry. Come back.
I'm sorry I treated you so bad.
Don't please, go to don't digital.
Don't go away, please.
Don't go digital. Don't forget us.
We know we've been screwing you over for years. And last ditch effort.
Last ditch effort. Yeah.
That's what I see.
That's just, yeah. Okay. I agree.
For the first time ever, I did not renew my membership at GameStop.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story in a second about that. I had just recently gone to GameStop for the first time in probably 2 years, and I'll explain why. But so news broke that they are coming out with a promotion. It's going to be called Guaranteed to Love It. It's a promotion only available during the first few weeks of a game's release, and only for some games. They have to be named in order for this to be done. So we'll see if any big blockbuster games have this.
Possible, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. So the details came out, and they said, you'll get back $59.99, and it'll be given in store credit. Which, okay, fine. You're whatever store credit thing doesn't bother me. Then tax is non-refundable. I think you had some issues with, and then essentially it's a trade. It's not actually a return.
Well, I mean. depending upon what state you live in, that could be the reason why. I know, like in Mass, you know, sales tax is non-refundable on store credit,
right?
Along with, you know, for deposits like in automotive,
mm-hmm.
that's a state law that's got nothing to do with GameStop. So,
oh, all right,
but. I don't really agree with it. You know, if you're refunding, if you're getting a refund, you should be getting the sales tax back because, I mean, you're just going to spend it again, aren't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah, and exactly that. So not that GameStop will be making anything from this except when they go to resell the game because they're going to be selling it at $54.99 used now, right? So they're going to be making whatever commission they make off of the original sale. Then they're going to do trade-in, right? So they're losing $59.99, but they're going to gain a used $54.99. So I don't think...
They could lose $5 on the transaction.
So it's $5 on the transaction. Now, to make it... what you were saying about the automotive thing, it's like a can of soda, like you were saying before we got on the show, too. When you pay like $105 for a bottle of soda...
You get the nickel back when you bring the can back. Exactly.
There's just no way to refund your taxes on this one. You know what I mean, like you can't trade in the game to get your $5 in tax back or whatever. So it is nice to see that they, you know, if this has been the thing forever, I don't think people would be having that much issue with it. They're having issue with it now because they could have done this all along.
Oh, it's too little too late.
Exactly. And digital is taking over and we're going to see at E3 this year. A lot of things are going to be just stream.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that this selection has been abysmal
mm-hmm.
when it comes to in store. I mean, they're more interested in pushing all the kitsch. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the stuff's cool, but it's called GameStop, not collectible stop, you know?
That it actually kind of shocked me because, like I said, I hadn't been in a GameStop for about 2 years now. So when I walked in, immediately there was Funko Pops everywhere.
Yep.
Then there was Amiibos everywhere, which is part of gaming, so that's fine. But then they had like these random toys that I would find at maybe the dollar store. I was like, oh, that's weird. Just random figurines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I guess you can call them collectibles if you're into that. And then on the back wall, they had all replica weapons from like all different kind of video games, which I guess ties in. And this is ThinkGeek, right? This is their collaboration with ThinkGeek. And they also take like phone trade-ins and stuff like that now too. But I went in there and I'm not sure if the promotion's still going. I think it is. I think I told you about it. Basically, they were doing cash trades the same as store credit trades.
Yep.
So I went in and traded in my original Xbox One, the first ones that ran out, and I got a decent amount of money for it. So that was actually kind of nice. If you can get promotions with GameStop, generally you'll do pretty good. But again, too little, too late with this thing. The first game that was announced is Days Gone. I don't know. I don't know. So the thing about it, I kind of want to go back to like the price and then trading and then reselling it. When they lose $5 on that, say like they lose $5 on it, they're eating that. But the profit margin on used games is massive for them. Yeah. So they're almost making a lot back too, if you think about it.
No, I don't think so. I think you got to look at, so you don't like the game and you return it, you're getting full credit for it.
Yep.
It's not like before where you buy a game, you play it for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you trade it, you'd lose your shirt on it, you get maybe half your money back, right? True.
Yep.
So they give you, say, $25 or $30 for the trade.
Yep.
And then they turn around and put it out there for $55.
Right.
In this instance, you know, they're going to lose $5 per transaction on the trade.
Plus, and if they're a power user too.
Yep. Another 10% on top of that.
Right.
So okay.
They're going to lose $10.
So they're going to lose probably $5-$10 per transaction. And my thought would be they probably just put that to their advertising, and write it off as a loss.
That is true. And I guess, you're right. Okay, so I think maybe the main catch for them is to get their new game or their new release lineup for used games stock up. So they have newer release games used traded in faster than they normally would.
Yeah, but I also think that the gimmick to this is to keep people coming in.
Right. Well, this isn't a really known fact, however. This has always been there with GameStop. With used games, you always had 7 days to play it to see if you wanted to keep it or not, or return it for a full refund. Yep. And from when I remember, that included tax. So I don't know why they're not doing it on this one. Maybe that's just a law in some states and they just apply it to all states.
Probably because it's new merchandise.
Right. And that's the thing. From when we were younger, as soon as you open electronic,
it's it. You own
it. It's yours. You can never return it.
Yep.
So, all right. So did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
I mean, growing up that way, you know, making a purchase, and that was, I was always okay with that.
Yep.
Because that's the gamble you take.
Right.
Especially with video games and electronics. I mean, so I don't really know why all of a sudden we're going to this outlandish idea of, you know, this has been the norm for 30 years.
Yeah, it's just them trying to find a new angle to be different and to also get ahead of the whole streaming revolution, if you want to call it that, that's coming. It's coming, and they need to do something to protect themselves, and I think they're trying to do that. But you have Steam, who already does allow you almost 24 hours with the game to return it. So as soon as you install it and register it, I think it's 24 hours, if I'm remembering correctly. And Epic also has something. So these digital retailers already have things in place to return the game after fully using it.
Yeah, but I think that came after Nintendo getting sued over.
Oh, yeah. When we talked about that. No, I think in that article it said specifically that that those ones had something in place already, and they were the only ones to be okay.
Well,
but then the PlayStation Store was also kind of in trouble because they didn't have something like that. Or maybe they were the... One of them was more lenient. I don't remember which one it was, but...
Regardless. Yeah. I just... I mean, did you notice that the game selection is like...
When I looked, it looked pretty bare. It looked like... I mean... So, when I was there, they only do one face now, and the rest are in the drawers and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I didn't really look around too much because I wasn't there to look at all.
Yeah.
Now, when the guy asked me, you know, you could get an extra 10 or 15% with your trade-in today, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm like probably never going to come back into the store ever again. So this is probably my last hurrah.
Well, I know they, you know, also, I think, you know, as a last ditch effort, they're taking trades on vintage games now, too.
Yeah,
they're advertising that all stores will take.
Which is a complete rip, I think. I can't imagine you're getting value for any of that.
I haven't tried to be honest. Yeah. I have yet to see any vintage stuff in any of them.
Yeah, I can't imagine that people are getting.
Because they advertise it that they're going to have them in store, you know, vintage stuff.
I didn't see any vintage stuff in store.
I have it. They advertise it on their website that you can trade.
Oh, you can trade in store, but buy online.
Yeah, but some stores are selling in store.
Retro. All right.
But I have yet to come across a GameStop that has vintage in store.
Well, I am curious if they're going to start doing stuff like that. I remember when it was back when it's EB Games. EB Games used to have a really, really nice retro section. I mean, but that was also like 15 years ago, so retro at that time.
EB Games, it's even longer.
Longer than 15?
Yeah, you're talking over 20.
Jeez, I feel old.
It hasn't been EB Games in the States since 97, 98.
Okay. Damn. All right. Well, my last purchase at EB Games was Jet Moto. So there's that. I remember that.
Yeah,
that was like
came
my
out for
first...
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that was like my... first ever by myself purchase of a game ever with my own money. That was kind of cool. Birthday money. So.
My first actual purchase was my Nintendo 64.
Really?
Yep.
That's big. That's huge.
Yeah, I bought a launch console.
Did you? Well, yeah. Did you? Was that off like where did you work back then at the restaurant? Right? Was that restaurant money?
No. I was right out of high school.
Okay.
And I was painting houses with my buddy right out of high school.
That is for a summer. Sweet. That must have felt good buying that console.
Hell yeah.
That's a win. All right. So with that, we'll move on to our next subject. And it's kind of cool. It's build your own lightsabers.
This really did pique my interest when I saw this.
Yeah, it definitely brought or got my attention as well. So with the whole Disney resort and amusements going to be built around the Star Wars universe, they're going to be they've released some details rather on how they plan to allow visitors of Star Wars Land the ability to make their own lightsaber. This is totally cool. This is what I've always wanted since I've been a kid, since I've ever watched that. I mean, that's just the coolest thing in the world, to have a freaking lightsaber with a beam of light that you can slice through a body, you know? Maybe that's a little too strong. Slice through a beast or a monster. Also my enemies.
Well, I'm curious if it's going to be an in-park thing only.
Yeah, this is going to be something to draw people in. It's just like, I'm going to assume it's going to be like Harry Potter's wand shop. What's his name? Cilianders or something like that? Willyander? Villianders? Whatever.
Barking up the wrong tree, man. I'm not a Harry Potter fan at all.
I enjoy it. I like it. But, yeah, so basically, no price was announced at this time. According to the reports, they are high quality. They got a lot of weight to them, which is awesome, because you don't want like a cheap piece of plastic that you're gonna get there. It seems like it's gonna be really, really good replica stuff. It's gonna run on AA or AAA batteries and come with a ton of accessories. So imagine a Build-A-Bear store, but for lightsabers. That's the impression I got from this article that I read from Polygon.
I'm thinking pricey.
Oh, super pricey. This is gonna be, you're gonna pay $4,000 to go to Disneyland, and then another $2,000 to get a lightsaber. It's what it's going to be. But I will happily pay. This will bring me to Disneyland. Not that I wouldn't have gone before either. I'm just waiting till my kids get of age. Also, with this news, we are recording on May 4th. So May the 4th
be with you. May the 4th be with you.
And you. Just like it's true. And you.
And you.
Peace be with you. And you. No, but the accessories going to be from, you know, like belt latches, satchels. Not purses, satchels. You can't imagine what else. Maybe like maybe a sling of some kinds. But I'm thinking it's going to be like those really expensive ones that they already have now, the replica ones, where it has like the glass kind of beam that illuminates. That's what I'm thinking it's going to be. But
probably. I mean, I wonder if they'll be usable.
Oh, you mean like you can like...
Well, I mean,
is it smashing it?
How some of them, some of them are just for show, and some of them you can actually. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want that stupid cone one I had like when I was a kid, where you just and that cone just keeps.
For back in the day, it was still pretty cool.
Yeah, I shouldn't really talk. I used to put one of those disc sleds on my back and pretend I was a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, those were good times. Anywho, the lightsabers, I haven't seen any photos of them yet, but if you could design, it says these are okay. Well, I think I missed this point when I first said this. You not only can get your own lightsaber, you get to design your own lightsaber. So it's legit like a Build-A-Bear factory, but for lightsabers.
Custom dollar signs.
I wonder if they're gonna be able to do this like right on site, or if you order it when you first get there and then wait to pick it up later.
Oh, they're gonna have inventory right there on hand. You think they're gonna make you wait to build your own lightsaber?
Well, no, like you get to like do it on like a tablet or something, like a screen when get there.
Yeah, and then you're gonna pick, I want this.
They're like,
this,
come back in an hour and you'll be able to pick it up. So if you could design your own lightsaber, and let's start with if you could design it, would you make it a replica of one that's already in the series, or would you kind of just try to go like, balls to the wall and make your own?
I'd make a straight up replica.
Yeah, I would.
And I'd only really be interested in doing it if I can assemble it myself.
Ooh, that's actually kind of cool.
Isn't that the point of building your own lightsaber?
I hadn't thought of that. That's actually a really good idea. That is actually pretty cool. I don't know.
You're gonna pay all that money for a lightsaber. You should be building it yourself.
I actually kind of agree with that. It would be really cool if they let you do that. It would be really, really cool.
Listen up, Disney.
Listen up.
We're giving you ideas here.
Gentleman Geek Podcast, get at us. Royalties.
Yeah.
I would make mine Return of the Jedi, Luke's green lightsaber. That's my favorite lightsaber in the series. I like how it right at the top, it gets like really skinny, and then it just has the flat plate, and then the lightsaber comes up from that.
That is a cool a cool one.
Yeah.
That's my runner up.
Yep.
Which
one would you get or build?
Luke's original, his father's.
Okay.
I mean that one or Ben Kenobi's.
Okay. Yeah. I did think about the one that Luke gets from Ben, the blue one from Anakin. I did think about that one too, because that one, of course, it's iconic. All of them are iconic. I almost like Samuel Jackson's purple one. I'm a big fan of the purple color of the lightsaber. So
Mace Windu's is pretty cool.
I think I would
the colors are actually define your alignment with the Force.
You know, I somewhat knew that because of the MMO Old Republic.
Yep.
Because you literally have to, when you were part of the Jedi class, you'd have to go on a quest to go get your crystal, because they're all crystals.
Yep.
And it just uses as a focal point for your touch with the Force, whatever you call it, your sense with the Force, whatever. So, yes, I do believe that's why most of the Sith are red, right? Yep. And then
purple is middle of the road.
Right.
Considered middle of the road.
Right. And then green and blue must be way over,
yep,
or
the opposite, like
master.
Yep.
I think green must be master then, right? Because didn't Yoda had the green one?
Yeah, Yoda had a green one.
When Luke became a master, he had a green one.
Obi-Wan didn't have a green one. He had a blue one.
But was he ever a master?
Yeah. Loophole.
We're gonna look into that, because that might be an error beer right there.
No, there's no error beer there.
I do think it was Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, so you're probably right. To Luke. But who knows?
But his saber was blue.
It was blue, you're right. That's actually a really good point. I wonder if he ever did a send to master, because in order to be a master, I'm pretty sure you had to have an underling, which he did with Luke, right? Because he trained Luke.
Yeah, but...
And he trained Anakin, but he kind of failed with that one, so I'm not sure if he got his right of master taken away.
Well, the Jedi Order fell apart.
That's also a good point. So maybe he was never given master status.
Probably not.
Huh. Wow. Maybe we just made our own fan theory.
Possibly.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm sure that's been talked about forever and always in every single book and comic ever made. But, okay. So, basically wanted to bring that up because it is super cool. I really want to go to Disneyland when Star Wars lands. Or just to see, just to walk through the Millennium Falcon. Like, that is just cool.
It's been there for years, though.
The Star Wars Land? Yeah. I remember the ride, but I think that was at MGM, wasn't it? The Star Wars ride?
No, it wasn't MGM.
Aren't they building? They're building a new Star Wars Land, though.
Yeah.
With a whole resort, but everything there.
They had a Star Wars themed section at Disney. I have pictures to prove it.
Dude, the last time I was there, I was like 5. So
last time I was there, I was 22.
I cannot argue with you.
I have pictures to prove it, and I will provide pictures.
I believe you. I'm not going to argue with that. On that, I haven't been on, like I said, since I was like 5.
Actually, so. I was 20. Ooh, I was 24, 25.
Right. Well, then I can't wait, or I want to go to this new thing, because they keep showing pictures of it. And it looks amazing. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, because some of that stuff has always been there.
Well, I believe that. I remember the rides. The one with the droid who's all like...
The snow speeders. Yeah. The snow speeder has always been there.
Ooh.
Did
they have one?
The AT-AT walker.
This is it's kind of coming back to me now. But was it at Disneyland or was that MGM?
No, it's not MGM. It's Disney.
All right. I'm going to believe
now
you.
I'm going to dig up
I can't remember.
Just to prove to you.
All right. You could do that. I'll look, maybe.
Because when Kate was you know, when Kate was doing her internship
Right.
And I visited her, we went quite a bit because she got in for free.
Damn, that's lucky. It's hard hours, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, that'll be a talk for another time. We're going to move on to our last subject of the night, or the day, whenever you're watching or listening to this. Xbox Community has released on Twitter, but not to our email accounts for some reason, that they've set rules for trash talking.
Woo! Ooh.
These rules have always been in place, in case you didn't know, but they felt the need to reiterate them and get a little bit more specific, I guess. Which, when you're talking about rules, you don't necessarily want to get specific. It doesn't work with kids, because when you get really specific, they take it literal.
Well, I think what would really solve all of the problem would be if parents just paid attention to what the kids are playing.
That, yes.
Because, let's face it, I don't want to play with kids.
No, I don't either.
Because all they do is...
Yeah. It's nonsensical trash talking is what they're doing. So, I'm going to go over the examples now, and we're going to probably discuss some areas that they missed, and the failures on communicating these things.
Yeah.
So, the examples of trash talking that are no longer allowed... Telling other players to kill yourself or commit self-harm. Threatening someone with physical assault after an intense game. Let's pause there for a second. They specifically said threatening someone with physical assault after an intense game. Number one, who's interpreting if it's intense or not? Number two, if it's not intense, I get to physically say I'm going to physically assault somebody?
And how am I going to do that? Through a microphone.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to find you.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to reach in through this microphone.
Bust you in the face.
Choke you out. Force choke you.
Someone went too specific on that one because there's so much interpretation. It just should say, don't threaten people with physical violence. Done. All right. Next one. Messaging other players with homophobic slurs. Okay. Yeah, it should be messaging other players with any kind of slur. Okay, responding to someone's smack talk with sexual slurs. So the person who's attacking the other person, then you cannot retaliate with a sexual slur.
How about we focus on more important stuff like the people that have graphic...
Mm-hmm. Gamer tags?
Gamer tag, graphic gamer bios. Tags, bios.
Yep.
They're... their
that actually happened.
The emblem that they have.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
My account got temporarily
banned. Hammer,
not banned all entirely, but all my bio and everything was taken off because I had something that said, "This is back when I was younger." Everybody, okay, so don't judge me for this.
It's about 2 years ago.
I'm not gonna say it. I'll spell it. No, I'm not going to do that. It was something nonsensical from a movie quote that I probably should never have had up there, and someone reported me for it. I'm not going to say what it was because I don't want to. I'm embarrassed. Okay, last one.
Do you want me to say it for you?
No.
I don't embarrass easy.
No, no one's saying it. All right, so making fun of other players' identities or
balls.
Personal traits.
That's deep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes. That may or may not have been what it said. Now it's, do you want to get naked and start a revolution? I haven't got quite banned for that one yet. I like to ride the line of danger.
Hey. Oh, gotta walk the line.
It's like Johnny Cash. So here's the thing that kind of strikes me as weird. There's nothing on here that says anything about racial slurs. Specifically, they use people's identities or personal traits. Now I get it. We're only on voice chat. So technically, you shouldn't know what someone's ethnicity is. But even just saying a racial slur should be bad enough to be banned. Specifically, if you're going to ban homophobic slurs, why aren't you banning racial slurs?
They'll release another statement pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed.
This is just a failed attempt at trying to be too specific.
When you're trying to tell somebody off, obviously, you're pissed.
Yeah, you are, but you don't need to bring it to these levels. You just say, hey, shove off, man.
You can't say that we haven't.
Of course we have. I have never used a racial slur.
No, but...
I have never used a homophobic slur.
I've told people to, you know, F off.
And... But that's, there's nothing about foul language. You can say F off according to this list.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. You can say that. You can tell them, you know, you must really suck at life because you suck at video games too.
Well, funny you say that because specifically, I'll go on, insulting a player based on his or her skill level is still allowed.
So, hey, there you go. I just gave you an insult.
There you go. You can say, hey, dude, you suck because you suck at this game.
Yeah, you must work at McDonald's or something.
Excuse me. That's a physical assault on my person.
How so?
I don't know. All right. And then
complimenting on your work skills. I mean, it matches the video game skills.
We have any losers or any listeners who work at McDonald's, we just lost them. That's okay. They won't get the joke.
No.
Okay. So what's going on here? All right. So based on his or her skill allowed, meaning players can say someone sucks at a game, but they might have to get more creative with their insults.
Well, we've always been creative with our insults.
Yeah.
So
yeah. The article went on to say that anyone who tries to invite you to a game multiple times, you can report that and they can get suspended. And also anybody who plays music over their headset constantly and intentionally. I don't know how they're going to figure that one out. But
it's pretty easy when you get somebody that's blaring music into their mic.
Right. They can also, you can report them. They can get suspended or banned as well. So,
because, I mean, I can see the angle on that because some people do that just to create like a distraction.
Right.
You know, and just so I'm perfectly clear here, I'm an equal opportunity hater. I don't discriminate against just one.
The people who work at McDonald's?
I poke fun at everybody regardless.
We do because, you know what? To us, video games in this time of our life, it's a stress reliever. That's what it is. You know, hey, people read books, people watch movies, people watch TV. We play video games to de-stress.
I do not take it seriously at all. And people that do really make me laugh. And I just egg them on.
Yep. It's the best part of life, really. I like sending people tacos. Just send them tacos when they're being really upset with you. If they're talking bad about you over their mic, just send them a taco. I promise you it will resolve all your problems. All right. So with that, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, that's about it. I don't want to offend anybody else.
Okay, let's get into the mailbag.
Mailbag.
Yeah! I got to really get that stinger a little bit short, get our mics back on so I can sing with it. Everyone loves that.
Yeah.
Everybody. All right. So we get a question from our... very faithful listener, Mr. Steven Yerkovicius. We always appreciate you sending in questions. And this one that we might have to do a two-parter on because one of us has seen it. One of us has yet to see it, but that's life.
Soon.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So that's life. This is just what happens.
I tried to get it in before we recorded, but it just...
Kids, family.
Couldn't get a babysitter to do it.
Exactly. So here's a question for your podcast. He wrote in to us. I hear Avengers Endgame will be better than the first Iron Man. Your thoughts?
That is a really big assumption.
Yeah. Now, what he doesn't put in here is if he actually saw the Avengers yet, and I failed to ask him before the recording.
Judging by the content of the question, I'm going to say... it sounds like he hasn't yet.
No, I'm going to agree with you on that one, yeah.
It is being compared a lot to the first Iron Man.
Well, yes, I agree with that, yes.
The original Iron Man was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal, and it brought on everything, right?
Yeah.
Redid Robert Downey Jr.'s entire career. I'm not sure if he was getting hired really before that.
No.
It kind of revamped it and brought him back
into
the spotlight.
It did revamp his career. Another thing that I had heard was that the Captain America movie spoils Endgame.
Really?
Yeah, there was something I saw online. I,
I haven't been reading.
I quickly said,
nope, not gonna do that. Yeah, I still have been avoiding those twists and things like that because I want to see Endgame again to see if I pick up on anything again because it's a 3-hour movie, guys. It is long, and I'm not gonna lie. When I left the movie theater, my mind was like, it was just like, what just happened? Because there's just so much movie, I was trying to process it all. I'm like trying to connect dots and things. I'm like, I just need to sit down and enjoy the movie, which I did. And then I'll go another time and I'll see it again and I'll fit the puzzle pieces together for myself. But
I mean, myself, I probably won't see it a second time till I pick it up on DVD.
Well, that's true. I'll go see it again in theater, but it's so expensive. Like, I'll probably wait until it comes out on DVD or streaming on Disney Plus, and I will watch it again then.
I don't get to the theater that often. And mm-hmm. I mean, we went out a couple weeks ago to see Captain Marvel because...
Yep. Just catching up. Well, yeah, it's important to see that one before the end game too.
Well, that's what I was told. That's why I was like, well, you know, I wanted to wait till it came out on DVD. Because like Black Panther, I didn't see that in the theater. I waited till that came to the DVD, you know.
I enjoyed Black Panther.
It was good.
Yeah. It was... I liked it a lot. Yeah. It was one of my favorite ones. I wouldn't say it's better than Iron Man 1, but it was definitely good.
I mean,
Doctor Strange was good.
Did you see the article I sent you about Guardians 3?
I did. However, I don't know who they were referring to because I'm not that close with Guardians.
Beta Ray Bill is a alternate universe version of Thor.
Yeah, I read that in the article. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a cool character.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool that they were bringing him into the...
Mm-hmm. And some other guy named Ursa or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
There was some other character that they're supposedly going to bring into it.
I mean, a character I'd really like to see them bring into the movies is Adam Warlock. He was a big part of the Infinity.
Oh, really?
Saga, yeah.
Oh, cool. I don't know. I did not follow the Infinity Saga. I was mostly a Spider-Man fan, like the majority of everybody.
Yep.
But that it is cool that they're still bringing these little, you know, tidbits here and there for the fans. You know, for the big fans. So that's cool. What I will tell you, the one thing I will say about the Avengers, and this won't spoil it for you or anything like that. It's not gonna lie, it made me cry multiple times. So
I did hear that.
Yep.
Quite a bit.
Yep. And we'll discuss it maybe in another episode, but there's a reason why. Maybe not everyone will tear up as much as I did, like a big baby, but there's reasons why. So we'll talk about that in another episode, but no,
find out for myself tomorrow.
Yes, so. You will. Yes, you will. I do believe. And I hate to say this because the first Iron Man, such a monument to the entire franchise, the cinematic universe. I do believe how they tied things together and everything like that. I do believe that this was the best. It might be recency biased. I might have to watch them all over again. But I will say that the Avengers Endgame was the best movie. And again, we'll have more comments on that once you get to see it too. And we'll kind of maybe do a synopsis of it again in the Geekly Rewind. Yeah.
Hopefully by that point, you know, the spoiler free.
that's Monday. That's tomorrow.
I know.
Spoiler free is tomorrow. And you're going to see a lot of the cast post behind the scenes videos on Twitter and stuff like that. They're asked to hold off until then.
Yeah.
But Chris Pratt had already released a whole video on his Instagram of the scene.
I've been avoiding social media for the last week.
Good.
I mean, scrolling through things like, I don't want to see anything.
Yeah. I know people were already kind of spoiling things, but they were asked to wait until Monday the 5th, May 5th. So.
6th.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, you're right. Cinco de Mayo is Sunday.
Yep.
And then, you're right, May 6th. My apologies. So, yeah, we'll go over our full... I don't know, full review, but we'll go over our thoughts of Endgame once this guy has seen it. So with that, I think we'll start the outro.
Hell yeah.
Again, guys, please go to www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. You can find everything there. We even got merchandise now. We got t-shirts and mugs.
Wow.
Woo! And ladies' shirts.
This has been a Gentleman Geek. In case you're a lady production.
And you like shirts.
Please. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.